You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome. My name is Rakesh. It's the 2nd of May 2018 and we spoke to HDFC Securities and they've given us a list of three stocks that would give as much as 15% in return, and that is what I'm here to declare. This is Stock Picks on Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
Here then is a quick list. Marico has a buy call with a target of 365 rupees, stop loss at 312 rupees, return of 10%. IRB Infrastructure Developers Limited has a buy call as well, target of 325 rupees, stop loss at 250, return of 15%. Crompton Consumers with a buy call again, target of 260 rupees, stop loss at 217 rupees and return of 10%. Quick rundown: Marico, IRB Infrastructure Developers and Crompton Consumers, all with buy calls. Time to get to the meat of the matter, but before that, let's find out how the markets have been behaving and what the technical charts are telling us. From the bottom of 9,951 that we saw on the 23rd of March 2018, Nifty 50 has risen as much as about 800 points, that is about 8.08%, to close at 10,740. By touching 10,705 during Friday's session, Nifty has completed the 61.8% Fibonacci retracement of the entire downswing that was seen from 11,171 at its highs to 9,951 at its lows on the 23rd of March 2018. The completion of this retracement, this particular retracement of 61.8% on the Fibonacci scale, negates the bearish implications of the bear phase that Nifty saw from 11,171 to 9,951. Nifty is currently trading above the 20, 50, 100 and 200-day moving averages, which indicates to us that short to medium term uptrend is still very much intact. By closing above 10,736, Nifty has filled the entire gap, which was formed between 10,702 and 10,736 on the 5th of February 2018. So what are some resistance areas that we might encounter on our way up to the 10,900 levels that analysts have been talking about? It's 10,883, which is the 76.4 Fibonacci retracement level of the entire downswing. Support for the same can be seen at 10,638 and 10,560 on the downside. Let's take a look specifically at Bank Nifty. Bank Nifty has managed to form a higher top and higher bottom formation on the daily charts. The index has been able to surpass the previous top of 25,426 and the 100-day moving average resistance of 25,400 on the closing basis. It has also given a breakout from the bullish inverse head and shoulder pattern, which we've spoken about in the past on these podcasts, and that projects the upside target at 27,400 odd levels in the short to medium term. Supports for the index can be seen at 24,700 levels. Looking at derivatives, a long build-up is seen in Nifty and Nifty Bank futures. Nifty OIPCR rises to about 1.53 to 1.52 levels. The long build-up is seen by foreign institutional investors, or FIIs, in the index and stock futures segment as on the first day of the May series. Foreign institutional investors have created fresh longs in the index futures segment, where the net bought about 669 crore rupees worth, with an open interest going up by 15,395 contracts. Well, to cut a long technical story short, the advice from Vinay Rajni of HDFC Securities, who also gave us a list of top three stocks today, goes on to advise investors to remain long in the Nifty for the upside target of 10,883, keeping a stop loss at 10,630 on a closing basis. Well, some more information on the top three stocks, which could give up to 15% return in the short term. We start with Marico. The stock has risen more than 3.5% with a significant jump in volumes during Monday's session. The S&P BSE FMCG index has been performing very well for the last 4 weeks, and Marico happens to be an example of that. Marico is trading near its all-time and 52-week high of 348.7 rupees. It's also trading well above all the important moving average parameters, indicating that the short to medium term remains bullish. The stock price has recently taken support on its 100 DMA, that is 100-day moving average, placed at 314 rupees, and has resumed the uptrend. Higher tops and higher bottoms on the weekly as well as monthly charts are very well intact. Oscillators like MACD and DMI, terms that we keep talking about here, are also indicating strength in the existing trend. So the recommendation from Vinay Rajani, who is a technical analyst at the PCG desk HDFC Securities, is that Marico has a buy call with an upside target of 365 rupees, keeping a stop loss well below 312 rupees. Highway construction company IRB Infrastructure also has a buy call from Vinay Rajani. The stock meanwhile, has risen more than 26% in April alone, with a significant jump in volumes. The stock price has given its highest monthly close since July 2010, which is a huge development technically. The stock has also given a breakout from the long consolidation held for the last 16 quarters, resulting in a breakout on the long-term charts. Selected infrastructure stocks have been doing well for the last 2 to 3 months, and IRB has now started participating from that segment. Oscillators like MACD and DMI have been showing significant strength on the weekly as well as monthly charts, and the recommendation from HDFC Securities is that you buy IRB infrastructure for the upside target of 325 rupees, keeping a stop loss below at 250 rupees for a return of 15%. And finally, some more information on Crompton Consumers, which again has a buy call with a target of 260 rupees and a stop loss at 217 rupees and returns of 10%. This particular stock, that is Crompton, has been consolidating between 220 and 245 rupees for the last 2 months, and the stock price has formed multiple bottoms around 220 levels. The stock has witnessed a healthy correction of about 26% from the January 2018 highs, which resulted in the formation of a doji pattern on the monthly charts for about the last 2 months, indicating a good probability of a bullish trend reversal from the current levels. Consumer electric stocks, which is what Crompton belongs to, Crompton and Greaves, remained in traction in the recent past, and Crompton is also likely to catch up with that uptrend. Technical evidence seems to indicate that the stock is getting accumulated on dips and is now all set to appreciate from here with the rise in momentum. So therefore, the recommendation is that Crompton Consumers be bought for the upside target of 260 and to keep a stop loss below 217 rupees for returns expected of 10%. Quick recap then: Marico, buy, target of 365 rupees, stop loss of 312 rupees, return of 10%. IRB Infrastructure Developers has a buy call, target of 325 rupees, stop loss at 250 rupees, return of 15%. And Crompton Consumers also has a buy call with a target of 260 rupees, stop loss at 217 rupees, return of 10%. Well, that's some news you can use from Vinay Rajani of HDFC Securities. Until the next time I see you, on behalf of everyone here at Money Control, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us on Money Control. And for more information and updates and everything you need to know about the world of business, finance and the world in general, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.